The last sizable timber mill in the state has struggled to find enough trees to keep the saws running. But down the road, a small mom-and-pop operation is thriving with a unique business model. Alaska Specialty Woods uses salvaged trees to make acoustic instrument tops, which are shipped all around the world. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story of how this sustainable company wants the timber industry to stick around.
Near the end of a windy gravel road, Brent Cole Jr. fires up a chainsaw. With his dark hair piled into a bun, he runs the blade through an enormous log sitting on the ground. His brother is next to him, cutting the section into smaller and smaller chunks. The tree they're slicing has been dead for decades. It's salvaged from an old logging raft that was used to transport heavy machinery in a bygone era. This is how the family business gets its wood, from bridges no longer used on old logging roads to trees that have been blown down or are dead standing. Cole Jr. says there are millions of acres in the Tongass National Forest, and finding these trees can be like a scavenger hunt.
We'd always make fun of my dad because he's been doing it for years, and he'd get all excited and run back and go, I want to check it out and everything, and we're like, you're just such a goofball, but, you know, now we see.
And if you spend enough time with his dad, Brent Cole Sr., it's obvious how that enthusiasm could rub off. At his workshop a few towns over from the log yard, Cole Sr. shows me a thin, blonde piece of wood.
Some of the character that's in these boards, this here has got indented grain. And look at the loud visual energy of that.
What is loud visual energy?
That's just what you're looking at. It goes, wow!
The trees have a story to tell. Take that logging raft, for example. It's riddled with holes from a worm-like mollusk. Other pieces of wood have a gray tinge, the result of mineral exposure from being buried in the soil. Cole Sr. embraces those imperfections and shapes the wood into tops for acoustic instruments, like guitars. The workshop doesn't have any finished instruments lying around. Cole Sr. jokes that he only plays the bandsaw. So he taps on a piece of Sitka spruce to show me why it's sought after by nearly every guitar maker. Oh, you can hear it vibrating. Can you do that again?
Yeah.
Cole Sr. used to drive trucks for a big logging company on Prince of Wales Island. Then he started his own business back in the early 90s, Alaska Specialty Woods. At first, it was just a matter of buying whatever he could get his hands on. And for a small operation, that usually meant buying individual trees from the Tongass National Forest. Most of that was salvaged, some of it was cut down. But in 2014, he says it became nearly impossible to find any living Sitka spruce that wasn't already off limits in the Tongass.
We just said, no, this is what we're going to do. We will just be the salvage people.
Alaska Specialty Woods now produces as many as 10,000 guitar tops a year, shipping them to 80 different countries. They have brand name customers like Gibson Guitars. And Cole Sr. says he knows, at least on the surface, being the salvage people could look like a more eco-friendly way of doing business, especially at a time when clear-cutting the big trees remains up in the air. The U.S. Forest Service wants to end old-growth logging in the Tongass National Forest. It could be the death of a larger neighboring mill, the last of its kind in the state. But Cole Sr. says, here's the thing.
For us, it really behooves us, Alaska Specialty Woods, and our customers, if there is an active timber industry here.
Through the years, Alaska Specialty Woods and Viking Lumber have used the same barges. They've flown the same helicopters to remove logs in the Tongass. Cole Sr. says if the big mill closes, that would be bad for his business. Still, he doesn't want to see the region return entirely to its past logging days.
I want to see a slowdown of the amount of old growth clear-cutted, but I also want to see a transition from a management for that.
Which, he says, means the bigger mill should have longer to adapt. Unlike Alaska Specialty Woods, Viking Lumber doesn't make its own niche products. The company mills the wood on the island and ships the boards to the lower 48. Cole Sr. has invited Viking to stop by and see his operation. In the meantime, he says he gets why people are concerned about the Tongass. But he says the local economy should be able to flourish too.
Yeah, they got good ideas and good intentions. Save the planet. But I think there's common ground in using common sense and utilization, and I think it can do it all.
Cole Sr. doesn't think the timber industry will ever be as big as it once was in the region. But like his guitar tops, he says the wood in the Tongass still has a story to tell. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Craig.